Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel. Sorry, the seconds thing wasn't counting until just now. Anyway, it was about Lee Anderson MP, who's turned his coat from a Conservative to joining Reform UK. So he's a very colourful character, shoots from the lip, and appealed to people who weren't naturally Conservative, as he wasn't himself. So he grew up in a working class family in Nottinghamshire. He was a miner, member of the National Union of Miners. He was out on strike in 1984 with Arthur Scargill's strike. So he left school at 16 with few, if any, qualifications. So he really is a horny-handed son of toil and was an active Labour Party member for decades, indeed a Labour councillor. But in 2019, he was investigated by Labour for allegedly making racialist remarks. But before the outcome of that, he resigned from the party and joined the Conservative Unionist Party. And he was selected for that Brexit election. And he stood in Ashfield, that constituency in Nottinghamshire, where he'd lived for decades. And he took the seat. This is a seat that voted 70% Leave, one of the highest Leave votes in the realm. But he also won by, you know, a concatenation of factors, not just him being a well-known and liked local figure, but someone who's even more popular in the area, leader of this Ashfield Residents Association and a councillor. He stood and he took something like 27% of the vote. So Labour's vote fell disastrously. Not that much of it went to the Conservatives. Most of it went to this other chap, this local figure. I can't remember his surname. Begins with a K. It's a Polish surname. So this lineup of factors is not going to be repeated. Almost certainly Lee Anderson will lose his seat come the next general election because Labour's much more popular than it was. Conservative Party is far less popular. That local independent probably won't stand again. If he does stand again, then Lee Anderson has a bigger chance, but it's not a likelihood that he'll win, and so on. So he has made a name for himself. He's one of the best known Conservative MPs of the intake of 2019, and he went into politics later in life in his late 50s. And I think that's a good thing. Someone who did a full career in another job and who didn't simply go to politics and go into politics having read politics at university or some other humanities subject and worked in politics as most Labourites do as a special advisor or whatever, aide to a Labour Party MP or work at whatever Labour's HQ and stuff like that, or from some left-leaning think tank and then straight into politics, never having worked outside politics at all. Now Rishi Sunak clearly recognised that Lee Anderson's way of communicating resonated with a significant segment of the population, which is why he promoted to be vice chairman of the Conservative Party. But he got himself into a spot of hot water a few weeks ago when he allegedly made Islamophobic comments saying that Islamist extremists were controlling Sadiq Khan and so on, Sadiq Khan being the mayor of London and of a Muslim himself. Sadiq Khan, by the way, is obviously cruising, it seems, for a resounding victory in May, seeking re-election as mayor of London, seeking his third term. So it is a racing certainty he's going to win, and probably by the biggest margin anybody's ever won by. So that is not a bad record for him. But anyway, there was a great furore about what Lee Anderson said, and he was suspended from the Conservative Party pending an investigation. Nehemiah said, well, you knew what sort of person he was, because when he was in Labour, they suspended him. Anderson refuses to apologise for his remarks, and it was difficult to bring him back into the fold if he hasn't done so. So there was no talk of expelling him, so far as I know, and there were some Labour people said that should have been done. But I think what the Tory party wanted to do was let the hoo-ha die down and then quietly brush over the matter, brush under the carpet, fully readmitted to the party several months down the line. But anyway, he has jumped before he was pushed. I don't think he was going to be pushed. Remember David Cameron? Say it would took precipitate action against, who was that Conservative MP, former army officer, who made a remark about B bastards, a racist epithet, saying he wasn't endorsing these racist sentiments, but in the army, everybody gets a bit of verbal abuse, and come on, you can't be too much of a crybaby, you've got to man up, that'd be another racialist term these days, you've got to have a bit of backbone and resilience, I would say, and not be too touchy. Or emotional. Yeah, I mean, Lee Anderson, yes, I think he would never be accused of intellectualism. So he could have said, I misspoke, forgive me, my language was clumsy, and I apologise for any offence that was caused and so forth, and I recognise that Muslims make a tremendous contribution to British society, and Muslims have just as much right to be here as I do. They're an essential part of the United Kingdom. They are British citizens, and they're here to stay. That's it. They've been Muslims in this realm for over 400 years. and they're only going to grow. So they're magnificent. But he didn't say that. And so he's now in Reform UK. And people will say, well, Reform UK is really just a dustbin for those who are kicked out of other parties. He wasn't quite kicked out. So he'll stand in his own seat and a bit of a problem. Remember, Ashfield used to be Jeff Hoon's seat. Jeff Hoon was a cabinet minister under Tony Blair and indeed was defense secretary at the time of the Iraq War. I actually bumped into him in Dallas Airport, bizarrely, in 2007 coming back. Said, well done. I actually fully approve of what he did. And one of the very few people. I was wearing my Che Guevara t-shirt at the time. So it was my way of showing two fingers to all these left to say, oh yeah, Che Guevara, who wouldn't want to live in this poverty-stricken Marxist hellhole with its torture chambers in Cuba or places like that he created, which took away all free speech and just anything colourful, all gaiety, and certainly would treat you very harshly for smoking cannabis or protesting or all these things that these mindless leftists like to do. But so coming back to Lee Anderson, I think we've largely heard the last of him. He'll lose his seat. Reform UK, well, polling about 10% of the polls. I mean, that is impressive. It's in there, formerly the Brexit Party. Brexit's a done deal. It might have a bit of a fillip when the Labour government comes in and somewhat undoes Brexit. Say, we've got no interest in rejoining the European Union, but might try and rejoin the European Free Trade Area or something like that and allow more immigration from the European Union. And I think Brussels is licking its lips about a Labour government. Say Labour would be more amenable to this. This is always mainly a conservative thing. And also is a fairly popular trying to rebuild a relationship with the European Union. The UK's relationship with the European Union is not adversarial. It's actually fairly cordial. And one of the things that helped that, ironically, is the Ukraine war, saying despite there being a bit of an FU reaction in the European Union to Brexit, some say, well, come on, the Brits aren't that bad. Between them or Putin, I wonder which is worse. Okay, we can mollify them, and things like the Northern Ireland backstop and all that, that's worked fairly well. The trade has not had as much friction as people thought was going to be. So yeah, Lee Anderson, he'll go off to join them. But that party, I'm surprised it's still going. I mean, I said that the Brexit Party is going to be wound up a few years after the 2019 election. Not quite. It's rebranded itself. But they probably won't win a single seat. Now, Anderson backed a piece of legislation, I think it was last year, saying if an MP is elected under one party and he or she changes his or her label to another party, that person ought to be obliged to face a by-election. And he's not putting his money where his mouth is, because of course he could apply to be steward and great chamberlain of the Chiltern Hundreds or whatever. Remember, and this early 17th century piece of legislation, it's impossible to resign from the House of Commons technically. What they can do is apply for an office of profit under the crown, which is automatic. And having an office of profit under the crown is incompatible with an MP. And so he or she is automatically out of the House of Commons. That causes a by-election in which that person's free to stand, and Lee Anderson could do that. So it is a legal fiction. You might say, why do we bother with this preposterous, antiquated rigmarole? For instance, there were 12 Northern Ireland MPs, all else unionists, who were in and out of that job in one day in 1986 when they forced by-elections on the Anglo-Irish Agreement. But they haven't been consulted about because the UK government refused to hold a referendum in Northern Ireland. They used that as a quasi-referendum. So, yeah, but Lee Anderson, he's going to hold on to his seat for a few more months, get the salary in, and he'll be a bit of a blowhard on GB News. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe to me on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Toodle pip, everyone. Peace out. Keep it real.